I'm Stacey Dohan Lane with Visit Cape, here with your weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. April is almost here, and so are rainy springtime days. Hopefully, we'll get some nice May flowers out of this equation. But until then, here are some spots with fun things to do until the sun is shining. Get hands-on with nature inside the Cape Girardeau Conservation Nature Center. Kiddos can trace animal prints with crayons, play in the puppet theater, peer at the wildlife that call the Nature Center home, crawl through an oversized beaver dam, and spot birds and squirrels from an indoor wildlife viewing station. Exhibits are for all ages, and this facility is completely free. With antique shops, specialty stores, and boutiques, see what's new on the shelves with an afternoon of shopping. So many new shops have opened up and have so many unique things to offer. A rainy afternoon spent inside a museum is all kinds of cozy. Chris Museum highlights Native American culture, riverboats, and the history of Southeast Missouri, while Discovery Playhouse, a children's museum, has two floors of hands-on entertainment for kids aged infant through young teens. Watch the rain come down with a good book and a steaming cup of tea or coffee at one of Cape Girardeau's unique coffee shops in downtown Cape Girardeau. Add some color to a gray day at an art gallery, the Art Council's Gallery, the gallery adjacent to Chris Museum inside the River Campus, and the art gallery at Catapult Creative House all feature fresh works from local artists. Stay nice and dry inside your car and embark on a driving tour. At visitcape.com, you can download the Civil War driving tour or the Gone Girl driving tour. And the African American History driving tour is on its way this spring. Get the full scoop on all of these events and more at visitcape.com/events. I'm Stacey Dohan Lane, and thank you for joining us for All About Cape.